The critique of this reporting process has always been that it's partial. It focuses on one clear problem of the situation in the Middle East, but it doesn't address a comprehensive picture. It doesn't give you a full sense of what, how all the problems are interrelated. So you need to put it in context and have a broad perspective, and that will make it clearer how to address these issues. But fundamentally, the solution to all this is an enduring peace, a two-state solution between the Palestinian and Israeli people.
Israel, David Weiss, I asked Richard Weitz about what's going on with the people there in Gaza, the collective punishment, as it's been characterized for the people there to be under. And yet, again, we're looking at Richard Weitz saying it should be looked at in the bigger picture of things. But yet, the people of Gaza are subjected to 7 years of the siege. I mentioned the UN panel finding it unlivable by 2020. What can be done on the international scene in order for there to be relief for the people of Gaza?
Well, it's exactly what the fellow said, that you have to look at the bigger picture. And I'll give a metaphor of my esteemed Rabbi Beck, Moshe Beck. And he said, if you will take a suit for a broad person, you'll take a narrow suit and you'll try to put it on, it will never fit. If you will take this entity called the State of Israel and claim to present it as a legitimate opponent of the Palestinian people, and therefore we have to have a two-state solution or something, then you will never come to a solution, because you have to recognize that it is a purely illegitimate occupation. They've stolen the land from a people, and they are thieves. If you recognize, if the world community will recognize that this was totally illegitimate, not the Torah does not give them the right, the Jewish law does not give them the right to the land, and that they've stolen the land, so it is, then you can start all over and try to come to a solution, as if you will have a thief steals $100,000 from a person,
well,
and
that's
the judge
problem,
says,
though.
Let's
Israel,
see a
David
solution,
Weiss.
Let's make a compromise.
That's the
let's
problem,
give,
though.
Just let me just finish, just 1 second.
But wait
let's
a minute,
a
but wait a minute. You say the international community has to realize that this is illegal. They have. They say
just
the settlements are illegal. The
just
EU says
me,
it.
Please,
the US
just
says
let me,
it.
Excuse me.
Go
let
ahead.
Me just. Let me just. Excuse me, sir. Let me finish my point. If you will try to tell, the judge will say, "I'll make a deal that everybody will be happy. 50,000 for you and 50,000 for you." When he says no, but he stole 100,000. Let us recognize that they are thieves. That they've stolen the land against the Torah. They're rebelling against God, against what people call humane issues and international law, and that's the Torah law. You cannot take a land if you recognize that it has been taken illegitimately. Then we can come to a proper solution. But if you look at it as some type of religious conflict, that the Palestinians hate the Jews and that they want to take land away from the Jews, then you're on this quagmire and you never could come to a solution. And not only it will not be livable in 20 years from now, or 14 years or 10 years from now, it is presently an endless river of bloodshed, because we are legitimizing these people and we're trying to deal with an illegitimate start. Let us come to the truth, and then we can come to a proper solution of reinstating the Palestinian sovereignty and having peace and Jews to live together with Muslims and Christians, as we've had in the, all the time in the past.
Richard Weitz, you know, our guest there talks about how the international community should deem this to be illegal, this occupation, including what's going on in the Gaza Strip. Well, they have, and that's part of the problem, isn't it? They come out making statements, but yet when there's a bit of pushback, let me reflect, get your idea about pushback here, and I'm going to reflect some of the statements coming from Israel on the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has an incomprehensible obsession with his push for Mideast peace. Kerry is messianic and obsessive. If U.S.'s image is feebleness, it doesn't pay in the world. I hope the U.S. comes to its senses. These were some of the statements made there by the Israel Defense, by Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon to John Kerry. Just some of the statements from Moshe Yaalon. I mean, are we looking at, first of all, a problem here that exists between the U.S. and Israel when it comes to Palestine with this administration?
Yes, I think though,
Richard Weiss.
It's well known that there are a lot of tensions between the. It's well known that there are a lot of tensions between the Obama administration and the Netanyahu government, particularly over peace issues. The Obama administration is in favor of a two-state solution. It wants Israel to withdraw from some of the occupied territories, if not all of them. Wants a halt to the settlements. Wants guaranteed rights for minorities in both communities, and so on. And I agree with our previous speaker. This is not a religious conflict, and it should not become one. And I think that the Obama administration's solution, which has been the policy pursued by the United States under previous administrations, would best achieve this end.
Richard Weiss, in closing, your comments. 1 minute, please.
Yes, with God's help. Again, if you're trying to fit a square into a circle, it doesn't go. That is, if we will, again, understand the root problem, and then that it's an occupation illegitimately, and that we can come to a solution by showing our respect and our regrets of what has been done to the Palestinian people, and trying to look in that from that angle how we can once again live together. And the solution will be eventually to listen to God and not occupy the land, but live as loyal citizens as we have to in America. The United States wants to, with God's help, do good for Jewish people as they want for the world. And that is where their problem is, because they can't fit this unjust occupation into this circle, which is a square into a circle. And so the solution will be, as I'm saying, to start all over again, and then we can live together, because the leaders of Palestine, the leaders of the Muslim world, will want to live with Jews as they've had for always, with a peaceful, speedy dismantlement of the state. We can live together. It's not a dream out of the air. It is a history that we've been coexisting, and that will bring us back to what our rabbis insisted, to follow God's teaching of the Torah, and we can live together in peace.
Thank you very much for that. We're unfortunately going to have to end it there. Associate Director of Neturei Karta International Israel, David Weiss from New York, also Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute, Richard Weiss, spoke to us. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. From Mikhail Tafoy and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.